Hey everybody, and welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're diving deep into Contile CMS. You want to know what it's all about, right? We're going to dig into all the details from their official website and even their GitHub page.
Sounds like fun.
But before we get into that, I want to give a quick shout out to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. If you're thinking about using Contile, they're the experts who can help you with digital transformation, hosting, all that good stuff.
Oh yeah, they're great.
You can check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Awesome.
Okay, so let's get into Contile. Imagine you want to build a website.
Okay, I'm imagining it.
You've heard of WordPress, right?
Sure, yeah.
Maybe you even tried it out, but you're looking for something, I don't know, a bit different. Something that gives you more control, you know, without being overly complicated.
Right.
And that's where Contile comes in.
Exactly. Contile is what we call an open source content management system, or CMS for short. Think of it as a powerful toolbox for creating websites and web applications.
Yeah.
And it's been around for a while, since 2006, quietly powering thousands of websites.
Okay, so it's been around the block. It's not a brand new kid on the block.
Yeah.
But what makes Contile stand out from all the other CMS options out there? There's like a million of them.
Well, Contile prides itself on being powerful, accessible, and open source. And they really emphasize features like security, ease of use, versatility, and strong community support. But it's not just about, you know, using those buzzwords. They actually deliver on these promises.
Okay. All right. I'm intrigued. I'm interested.
Yeah.
Let's break down some of these key features. Let's start with versatility. What kind of websites can you actually build with Contile?
That's one of the cool things about Contile. It's incredibly versatile. You can use it to build everything from simple landing pages to complex portals, e-commerce sites, even large-scale enterprise websites. And they're not just boasting. Over 175,000 websites have already been built with Contile.
Wow, that's a serious track record.
Yeah.
But let's talk about something that's becoming increasingly important these days, data privacy.
Right.
How does Contile handle that?
Contile takes data privacy very, very seriously, especially with GDPR being, you know, such a big deal these days.
Yeah, of course.
They have built-in features like double opt-in for subscriptions and data retention practices that align with legal requirements, so you can be confident that you're handling user data responsibly.
That's a huge relief, especially for anyone dealing with sensitive information. Now, let's not forget about SEO. Got to get your website found by those search engines. Does Contile have you covered on that front?
Absolutely. Contile has a bunch of built-in features to help you optimize your website for search engines. You have control over things like titles, descriptions, and those all-important meta tags. It even automatically generates an XML sitemap for your website, making it easier for search engines to crawl and index your content.
So it's not just about building a pretty website. It's about making sure people can actually find it. Now, what about accessibility? Is Contile built with inclusivity in mind?
Definitely. Contile is designed to be accessible to everyone, including people with disabilities. It complies with accessibility standards like BITV 2.0 and BFSG. Even the admin area itself is built with accessibility in mind, so managing your website is easy for everyone.
That's great. And how about performance? No one wants a website that loads at a snail's pace. What's Contile's secret for speed?
Contile is built to be, fast and efficient. They've incorporated features like compatibility with caching systems, support for the super fast HTTP2 protocol, and optimized image handling. This means your website will load quickly, even if it has lots of content or high resolution images.
Awesome. So Contile's got the speed, it's got the security. But what about user friendliness? Is it a system that anyone can use, or do you need to be a coding whiz to manage a Contile website?
One of the things that makes Contile stand out is its user-friendly interface. Even if you're not a tech expert, you can easily manage your website content, create pages, and even add functionality using their intuitive drag-and-drop system.
So you don't have to be a coder to use it. But what if you do want to get a bit more technical, you know, like customize things? Does Contile allow for that level of flexibility?
Absolutely. Contile is built on the Symfony framework, which is known for its power and flexibility. This means developers can really dive into the code and customize Contile to their heart's content, and they have access to a massive ecosystem of over 11,000 Symfony bundles. These are like pre-built components that add various functionalities to the website.
Okay, that sounds pretty advanced. So Contile caters to both beginners and experienced developers. That's pretty impressive. Now, I've got to ask about this Contile Manager I keep hearing about. What's the deal with that?
The Kanto Manager is it's a game changer, especially for those who might be intimidated by the technical side of things. It's essentially a graphical interface for managing your Kanto installation and extensions. Think of it as a control panel that simplifies things like installations, updates, and even recovering from a broken setup.
So it's like having a safety net for your website, making sure things run smoothly. I like that. But one thing that keeps popping up is this term open source. What does that actually mean for someone considering Kantao?
That's a great question. Open source means the code that makes up Kantao is freely available for anyone to use, modify, and distribute. It's licensed under LGPL 3.0, which means you can use Kantao even for commercial projects without any hefty licensing fees.
So you're not locked into any proprietary systems. You have the freedom to adapt and use Kantao however you need. That's pretty powerful. But where do you go if you want to explore the code itself, maybe even contribute to its development?
That's where Kantao's GitHub page comes in. GitHub is a platform where developers collaborate and share code. On Kantao's GitHub page, you can see how the software is developed, report issues, and even contribute your own improvements to the project.
So it's not just a finished product, it's a living, breathing project driven by a community. I love that. Now, their GitHub repository is called Kanto Kanto. What's in there exactly?
Kanto Kanto is the core of Kanto's development. It's where they develop and maintain the main building blocks of Kanto. They call these bundles.
Bundles. Okay, let's unpack that. What are these bundles and what do they do?
Think of bundles as modules or components that provide specific functionalities to Kanto. For example, there's a calendar bundle for managing events, a news bundle for creating a blog, a form bundle for building forms, and the list goes on.
So Kanto is built in a modular way. You can pick and choose the bundles you need for your specific website. But wait, they specifically say not to use Kanto Kanto in production? What's that about?
That's a crucial point. Kanto Kanto on GitHub is meant for development and contribution. It's like a workshop where they build and test things before releasing them to the public. You wouldn't want to build your house in a workshop, right?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So if I want to build a live website with Kanto, I need to use something else.
Exactly. For a live website, you'd use the individual bundle packages that are specifically designed and tested for production use. They're stable, secure, and ready for the real world.
Okay, so it's all about using the right tools for the right job. But let's say I'm a developer and I want to get involved in Kanto's development. What's that process like?
Kanto makes it pretty straightforward for developers to contribute. They recommend using the Kanto Managed Edition, which is a pre-configured development environment. Developers can install the Kanto Kanto monorepo using Composer, which is a tool for managing PHP dependencies, and then run various scripts for code quality checks, testing, and building the website.
So they've streamlined the whole process to make it easier for developers to get involved. Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's touch on security again. If Kanto is open source, doesn't it make it more vulnerable to attacks?
Actually, open source software can often be more secure because the code is open for everyone to scrutinize. Kanto has a clear security policy and a responsible disclosure process where security researchers can report vulnerabilities without fear of legal repercussions. This transparency actually helps make Kanto more secure.
That's good to know. Seems like they've thought of everything. This has been a pretty thorough look at the basics of Kanto CMS, but we're just getting started.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Kanto CMS. Last time, we covered a lot of ground, from Kanto's history and key features to its open source nature and that powerful Symfony framework it's built on.
It was like a whirlwind tour of everything Kanto can do.
Yeah, it was a lot. But now it's time to roll up our sleeves and get a bit more hands-on. Let's talk about what it's actually like to build a website with Kanto.
Sounds good.
So, you know, everyone wants their website to look, I don't know, unique and professional. How does Kanto help you achieve that?
Well, one of the things that sets Kanto apart is its incredible flexibility. It doesn't force you into pre-designed templates or, you know, limit your design choices. Instead, it gives you the tools to create a website that's as unique as your brand.
So no cookie cutter websites with Kanto.
Right.
But how exactly does it give you that level of customization? Is it something only experienced developers can handle? Kanto strikes a great balance between ease of use for beginners and advanced customization for developers. Let's start with the basics. Kanto uses a system of templates and modules, which are like building blocks for your website.
Okay, so you're saying I can mix and match these building blocks to create different layouts and functionalities, kind of like playing with Legos.
Exactly. Kantao comes with a variety of pre-built modules for common things like text, images, galleries, forms, and more. You can drag and drop these modules onto your pages and arrange them however you like.
Sounds pretty intuitive. But what if I want to go beyond the pre-built options? Can I create my own custom modules or modify the existing ones?
Absolutely. That's where Kantao's flexibility really shines for developers. If you're comfortable with code, you can use PHP and Twig, which is a powerful templating language, to create entirely new modules tailored to your specific needs.
So it caters to both ends of the spectrum, those who prefer a visual drag-and-drop approach, and those who want to get their hands dirty with code. What about the overall design? Does Kantao dictate how my website should look, or do I have complete control over the aesthetics?
Kantao takes a very hands-off approach when it comes to design. It doesn't impose any design restrictions, giving you complete creative freedom. You can use any front-end framework you prefer, like Bootstrap or Tailwind CSS, or even build your own custom CSS from scratch.
So I could create a website that looks like, I don't know, a minimalist tech blog or like a vibrant online store or anything in between.
Exactly. Kantao provides the foundation and the structure, but you're the architect of your website's look and feel.
That's awesome. It's like having a blank canvas and a box of tools. You can create whatever you can imagine.
Yeah. And here's another powerful feature that helps with design consistency. Kantao allows you to create custom themes.
Themes, like the ones you see in WordPress. What's the advantage of using themes?
Themes allow you to, package all your design elements, layouts, and style sheets into a reusable package. This makes it easy to switch between different designs or even share your design with others.
So if I'm a designer, I could create a Kantao theme and make it available for others to use.
Exactly. There's a thriving community of Kantao developers and designers who create and share themes, extending the platform's capabilities even further.
This is starting to sound like a designer's dream. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about content. After all, a website is only as good as the content it delivers, right?
Absolutely. And Kantao excels in content management as well. It offers a user-friendly interface for creating and managing your website's content, whether it's blog posts, articles, product descriptions, you know, whatever.
Okay, walk me through the content creation process in Kantao. What's it like for someone who's maybe not a tech expert?
Kantao's content editor is designed to be intuitive and familiar, even for beginners. It works similarly to popular word processors like Microsoft Word or Google Docs, so you can easily format text, add images, create links, and embed videos without needing to know any code.
So it's like writing a document on your computer, but instead of saving it to your hard drive, you're publishing it directly to your website.
That's a great analogy. And Kantao goes beyond basic content creation. It offers features like versioning, which allows you to, keep track of changes to your content and revert back to previous versions if needed. You know, we've all accidentally deleted something important or made a change we regretted. Versioning can be a real lifesaver.
I can definitely see how that would be useful.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that sets Kantao apart when it comes to content management?
One of Kantao's standout features is its powerful content element system. Think of content elements as smaller, reusable units of content that you can insert into your pages.
Give me an example. How would I use content elements in, like, a real-world scenario?
Okay. Let's say you're building a website for a restaurant. You could create content elements for things like, the menu, opening hours, a photo gallery, customer testimonials, things like that.
Okay. And then I could mix and match these elements on different pages throughout the website.
Precisely. You could have a page dedicated to the menu, another page for contact information, and so on. And because these content elements are reusable, if you update the menu, for example, the changes will automatically be reflected across all pages where that element is used.
That's incredibly efficient. It saves so much time and ensures consistency across the website. But what about organizing all this content? Does Kantao help with content structuring and navigation?
Absolutely. Kantao has a flexible page structure system that allows you to create hierarchical pages and organize them into menus and submenus. You can easily drag and drop pages to reorder them or change their nesting levels, just like arranging files and folders on your computer.
So I can build a clear and logical navigation structure that makes it easy for visitors to find what they're looking for.
Exactly. And to further enhance navigation, Kantao supports breadcrumb navigation, which shows visitors their current location within the website's hierarchy. It's like those trail markers you see on hiking paths, helping you find your way back.
That's a great way to prevent visitors from feeling lost. And speaking of finding things, does Kantao have a good search function?
It does. Kanto has a built-in search engine that allows visitors to easily search your website's content using keywords. This is essential for any website with a decent amount of content, as it helps visitors quickly find what they're looking for.
That makes sense. But what about managing different types of content, like blog posts versus static pages? Can Kanto handle that?
Yes, it can. Kanto has a dedicated news module specifically designed for creating and managing blog posts or news articles. You can categorize your posts, add tags, schedule their publication, and even manage comments and trackbacks.
So I could easily run a blog within my Kanto website without needing any external plugins or services.
Exactly. It's all seamlessly integrated within the platform. And here's where it gets really interesting. Kanto allows you to create custom content types.
Custom content types? What would I use those for?
Let's say you're building a website for a real estate agency. You could create a custom content type specifically for property listings with dedicated fields for things like price, number of bedrooms, square footage, and so on. This way, you're not trying to fit square pegs into round holes, you know? You have a system perfectly tailored to the type of content you're managing.
Okay, so I'm creating these custom content types, but then how do I display them on the website in, a visually appealing way?
That's where Kantera's design tools and flexibility come in. You can use those pre-built modules we talked about earlier, or even create your own custom modules to display your custom content types exactly how you want.
That's incredibly powerful. It seems like Kantera has thought of everything when it comes to content management. But there's one more important aspect we need to discuss. User management.
You're right. User management is crucial, especially for websites with multiple contributors or restricted areas.
For starters, how does Kanto handle user roles and permissions? Can I control who has access to what parts of the website?
Absolutely. Kanto has a very granular user permission system that allows you to define different user roles and assign specific permissions to each role. You have complete control over who can do what within your Kanto website.
So I can have administrators who have full control over the website, editors who can create and edit content, and even guest users with limited access.
That's precisely. You can tailor the permissions to match your website's workflow and, ensure that each user has the appropriate level of access. This is essential for any website with multiple people working on it.
That makes perfect sense. But what about security? How does Kanto protect user accounts and sensitive information?
Kanto takes security very seriously. It uses strong password hashing algorithms to protect user passwords and offers features like two-factor authentication to add an extra layer of security.
Two-factor authentication, that's where you need to enter a code from your phone in addition to your password, right?
Exactly. It makes it much harder for unauthorized users to gain access to accounts, even if they manage to steal a password. This is a must-have feature for any website that handles sensitive user information.
That's reassuring. It seems like Kanto has all the bases covered when it comes to user management and security.
Mm.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, there's one more thing I'm curious about. Multilingual websites.
Yes. Multilingual support is becoming increasingly important in today's globalized world. And Kanto makes it surprisingly easy to create and manage websites in multiple languages.
Okay, tell me more. How does Kanto handle multiple languages? Is it a complicated process or can anyone do it?
Kanto's approach to multilingualism is remarkably intuitive. You can configure your website to support any number of languages and then simply translate your content into each language.
So I don't need to create separate websites for each language. It's all managed within a single Kanto installation.
Exactly. Kanto handles all the complexities behind the scenes, making it seamless for visitors to switch between languages.
That's impressive. But how does Kanto know which language to display to a visitor?
Kanto's pretty smart. It can automatically detect a visitor's preferred language based on their browser settings or their location. Visitors can also manually select their preferred language from a language switcher, usually displayed as a drop-down menu or a list of flags.
That's a great way to ensure that visitors are presented with content in the language they're most comfortable with. But what about things like menus, page URLs, and other elements? Do those need to be translated as well?
Absolutely. Kanto allows you to translate every aspect of your website, ensuring a consistent and localized experience for visitors in each language. You can even translate custom content elements and module settings.
Wow, they've really thought of everything. This multilingual support seems like a game changer for anyone who wants to reach a global audience.
It definitely opens up a world of possibilities. And it's just one of the many ways Kanto empowers you to build a powerful, flexible, and user-friendly website that works for you and your audience.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We spent the last two parts really getting to know Contao CMS, from its core features and flexible design to its powerful content management system.
And we've seen how it can help you build almost any type of website, from a simple blog to a complex multilingual platform.
Right, exactly. Oh. But there's one key aspect of Contao we haven't really touched on yet, the community and the whole ecosystem around it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Contao's community and that vast world of extensions that can really, like, supercharge your website.
Yeah, you're right. Contao's community is truly one of its greatest strengths. It's a passionate and supportive group of developers, designers, and users, always ready to share their knowledge, create new tools, and help each other out.
I love that. It's like having a built-in support system, you know, like an endless source of inspiration. Let's talk about those extensions specifically. What exactly are Contao extensions, and how do they enhance Contao's core functionality?
Well, think of extensions like apps for your website. They're add-ons or plugins that extend Contao's capabilities, you know, in specific ways. Some extensions are simple, like adding a contact form or a social media feed. Others are more complex, like adding e-commerce functionality or integrating with third-party services.
So if I need a feature that's not included in Contao's core, there's a good chance I can find an extension for it.
Yeah, most likely. There are hundreds of Contao extensions out there covering all sorts of needs, whether you want to boost your SEO, add image galleries, manage events, connect with your CRM, there's probably an extension for that.
That's amazing. It's like a giant app store for your website, but just for Contao. Where do you even find these extensions? Is there a central place for all things Contao extensions?
There is. The main hub is the Contao Extension Repository, or as they call it, the ER.
The ER.
Yep. It's an online catalog where developers can submit their extensions. Think of it as the official app store for Contao.
Okay. So if I want to add a specific feature, I go to the ER, search for an extension. Sounds easy enough.
Exactly. The ER has a search function where you can filter extensions by category, keywords, or even compatibility with your specific Contao version.
That's super convenient. But how do I actually install these extensions? Is it complicated? Requires a bunch of technical know-how?
Not at all. Installing extensions is really easy thanks to the Contao Manager. Remember that control panel we talked about before? You can browse and install extensions right from there.
Oh, okay. So no messing with code or uploading files manually. That's pretty cool.
It really is that simple. The Contao Manager streamlines everything, making it easy for anyone to add functionality to their website. You can even update extensions with just one click.
That's awesome. A huge time saver. Yeah. But what about quality control? With so many extensions out there, how can I be sure that an extension is well coded and won't break my website?
That's a valid concern. But luckily, the Contao community takes quality and security very seriously. Extensions submitted to the ER are reviewed by experienced developers to make sure they meet certain standards.
So there's like a vetting process to weed out poorly coded or potentially harmful extensions.
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, the ER displays user ratings and reviews for each extension. So you can get a sense of what other users think about it, kind of like checking reviews before downloading an app on your phone.
That's a great way to gauge the quality, see if it's reliable.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Contao community really plays a vital role in maintaining a high-quality ecosystem. Speaking of the community, let's talk about what makes the Contao community so special.
Yeah, for sure.
You said it's one of Contao's biggest strengths. What makes it stand out from other open source communities?
It's just incredibly welcoming and supportive. Everyone's really passionate about the platform, and they're always happy to help newcomers share their expertise. There are tons of ways to connect with other Contao users and developers too, both online and offline.
Oh, like forums, social media groups, maybe even in-person meetups.
Exactly. Contao has an active forum, great for asking questions, finding solutions, and connecting with other users. There are also regional Contao user groups that organize meetups and workshops. It's a great way to learn from others, share your experiences, and build relationships.
That's fantastic. It's one thing to have great software, but a supportive community takes it to another level.
Couldn't agree more. It's really what makes Contao so special.
So for someone who's brand new to Contao and wants to get started, where's the best place to begin?
The best place to start is Contao's official website. They have great documentation, tutorials, guides, a comprehensive reference manual, really helpful for getting familiar with Contao and all its features.
Okay, so that's a good foundation. But what about hands-on learning? Can you try Contao before actually using it on a real project?
Oh, absolutely. Contao has a free demo you can install on your computer or try out on a hosting platform. Gives you a chance to experiment, explore the features, get a feel for how it works before committing to a live website.
That's a great way to test it out, see if you like it. But what if you get stuck, need help with something? What are the support options like?
Well, besides the forums, there are many professional Contail service providers who offer support, training, and development. So if you need help building a more complex website or integrating a specific feature, you can find a Contail expert to help you out.
So there's a whole network of professionals to help you get the most out of Contail. That's good to know. This has been an amazing deep dive into Contail. We've uncovered so much. Its features, flexibility, community, and that huge ecosystem of extensions make it such a powerful platform for building websites.
It's been fun. Contail might not be as well known as some other CMS platforms, but it's definitely a hidden gem. It offers this unique blend of power, flexibility, and user-friendliness, and of course, that incredible community that's always there to help.
Couldn't agree more. And a big thank you to SafeServer for supporting the deep dive. If you're looking for a reliable and secure hosting solution for your Contail website, check them out at www.safeserver.de. And to all our listeners, we hope this deep dive inspired you to give Contail a try. Until next time, keep diving deep.